Many industries use computers. However, healthcare has been slow to adopt what retailers, bankers, and other professions rely on. If you buy something at the supermarket, it gets scanned. If you want money, you can get it from an automated teller machine. Go to the doctor, and computers may not be as prevalent. They're slowly coming into use in Wisconsin. Children's Hospital in Milwaukee made the switch from paper to computer 5 years ago. Dr. Carl Weigel says it's cut down on errors resulting from illegible handwriting and can prevent doctors from prescribing a medication that might interact with the patient's other drugs. He's found it helpful, but says not all hospital staff were keen on going electronic.
The stakes in healthcare are very high, so people are, I think, appropriately suspicious of major changes in the way they do things, because you want to be fairly confident that it's going to be helpful to the patients.
A report by the RAND Corporation estimates less than a quarter of the nation's hospital and physician groups use electronic medical records. Cost is one reason. One study shows those costs can be recovered in as little as 2.5 years. That study comes out of the University of California, San Francisco. But Dr. Weigel thinks that's optimistic. He says most Wisconsin hospitals are considering the changeover to electronic records, not because of money savings, but because it's expected to reduce healthcare mistakes. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.